My world, a lift, laugh, or whatever with Stu Scheer. I am Michael Bayhaus, the producer. You can come on over to the Trim Radio Network, and I'll tell you what, we have got some great merchandise, and there's nothing we'd enjoy more than watching you wear it. So we'd love to see you in it. Anyway, if you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us, and we'll show you how easy it is to do. And with that, the opinions expressed by my host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise, and we expressly deny any and all liability with such. We ask you to do your own research. And that song right there, Leave It to Beaver, is covered under our BMI music license, 6105-1658. 6105-1658. And we also have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. 803-866-1667. Call in, give us your opinion. We'd love to hear it. The only thing we don't want to hear is your cussing or swearing. We are a Christian-based radio station, and I'll tell you what, we just can't tolerate that stuff. So we'd have to block you. But anyway, without further ado, I give you to Stu.
Hey, Michael. I'll tell you what, it's been a crazy week so far. A lot of stuff going on, and as you might have seen on our Facebook page, join me live at 8 p.m. on My World Live, laughing, whatever, going loony here. Topics will include what goes on at a class reunion luncheon and crazy drivers in the loony bin and much more. And if you saw the GIF artwork there, it was Cheech and Chong in the loony bin, along with Pee-wee Herman. I remember seeing that movie. I laughed myself. Yes, I want a hamburger. And you know, Cheech and Chong and Up in Smoke and everything. I actually had a chance to listen to those guys talk about how they did their shows or their movies. And I thought, I couldn't figure out why everything was all messed up. Well, first of all, they didn't have any topic. They were just sitting around having some happy smoke. And next thing you know, they go, hey, I got an idea for this. Okay, let's get the guys over here with the cameras. They bring the guys over to the cameras. Okay, hey, man, what are we going to do? Hey, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. Okay, fine. Next scene, we got to do this. We got to do that. It was made up on the fly.
Yeah, it was all ad-lib.
Ad-lib from beginning to end, including when they decided to take the van from wherever in Los Angeles, and it was all covered in funny fur, but the funny fur wasn't funny fur because it was happy smoke. And as the cop was talking to Cheech and Chong, as he had them pulled over for a citation, the exhaust caught the van on fire and it was smoking. And the happy smoke was causing the cop to just go, hey, man, whatever, man, have a good day. See you. and they're driving down the street and white smoke coming out the back of the van and everything. And then it showed him in a loony bin and all kinds of stuff. Cheech and Chong were very good at ad-libbing. And even today, if they're on a stage someplace, you got to go. Just don't take the kids. Just do not take the kids, because they have a tendency to go off the handle a little bit, if you know what I mean. But they're funny. They are funny. They want to have you rolling in the aisle, and it's something else. But anyhow, yeah, drivers in the loony bin. That's what we've had this week. Well, hey, welcome to my world. And, you know, Michael does his disclaimer, and I got to do mine. And nothing in the show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, well, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. And sit back and relax and chill out. And, oh, tell your friends to join us on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Whoa, we have so much stuff going on. I had some stuff from Sunday's Money and Change, and I thought I might bring some of it over today. And I thought, I don't know. We're going to play it as is. That's whatever part of the show. My world is just as wacky as Cheech and Chong's loony bin lately. But, you know, you can always join us here on Life, Laugh, and Whatever every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on trimradio.com. You have to. And we always do shout-outs. And you would know, today's been one of those crazy days. I got my pages mixed up on shout-outs. I should know them by memory, and I do for the most part. And big shout-out to Trim Radio Network. That's trimradio.com. And we go all over the world. We do. We're on the internet, and we have listeners everywhere. And so does Money and Change. It just so happens that tonight, hey, it's Wednesday, it's 8 o'clock. Actually, it's 8:06 right now, but it's 8 o'clock time frame when we start the show. And then Money and Change is always on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. And we cover a lot of crazy stuff there too. Big shout out to the University of Findlay, www.findlay.edu. It's located in Findlay, Ohio, real close to I-75 and 224. And I'll tell you what, they've got three campuses in that town of Findlay. It's a nice town, and I'll tell you what, it's a good school. Matter of fact, when I was up there Sunday, I forgot to tell everybody, I went and had lunch across from their big high school that they have there. And I didn't know it was a show choir competition. And our local show choir was the grand champion. And they've been grand champion, I think, at three different festivals. And so they travel all over the state of Ohio. And they are very good at their music and singing and dancing and everything else. So they were grand champion again. And I didn't know that they were there. I saw all these cars and I saw all of these, well, let's put it this way, semis. Oh, they take everything. It was crazy. But anyhow, we went to the University of Findlay for a couple of basketball games. And I don't know. I walk in there and they automatically hand me two tickets. And I go in free. And I take a friend and we just go in. Nothing is said. They just give me two tickets. They probably think I'm old. You know, somebody goes in there with kind of like gray hair, white hair. And they go, oh, God, that's an old geezer. And they give me the tickets. And I said, well, you guys could have just left the doors open because I could have just walked in here and got my seat, no problem. And you guys could have stayed back in the dorm writing a term paper. And they looked at me, what's a term paper? And I had to explain it to one of them. I think she was a freshman. And I said, you'll get plenty of that here. You'll be writing a lot of research. Oh, research papers. Yes, we call it research papers. Yes. Well, anyhow, it's a good school. It's a good school. They have good sports. Mainly it's basketball, football. They have track. They have not tiddlywinks. Oh, wrestling. They've had some national wrestling champions out of there. And it's not WWF bounce all over the ring and pound. You know, it's none of that. It's the collegiate stuff. They're a Division II school. They also have an excellent academic situation there. It's a good school. Check them out. University of Findlay, www.findlay. And a big shout out to Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. And for those of you that were watching us on Facebook, well, I'm going to show you some Rusty Ducks Custom Pens if I can get the microphone out of the way. If you take a look here, and I'll get the camera turned, and hopefully you can see it. Ah! So.
Stu, you still there? Stu? Hand me my phone. I think you're there. Are you still there, Stu? Oh, we had a computer problem. There we go. So. Well, while we're waiting for Stu to come back, give us a second here. I think he had a small computer issue. I'm not sure what it was yet, but we'll figure it out here. There you are.
Here I is.
I'm afraid.
I don't know what happened.
Okay.
I was good for a while. And then I heard your door open.
You heard the door open?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let me try this again. I will let you continue on. Can you hear me now?
Are we on?
Yes. Yes, we are on.
That's about time.
We've been on.
Hey, guys, I'm back on. Crazy stuff is going on anymore with these things. It's amazing. I can hear Michael's door open. You got to get some lube to put on there, man. I'll tell you what. I mean, it sounded like a Cheech and Chong horror story. All right. Well, meanwhile, back at the show. Can you still hear me, Michael? Hello?
Yes, I can still hear you.
Oh, that's good.
I mute my microphone and I mute my box, but you're still loud and clear. That's how I knew you went off, was because I'm watching my dials on the top.
Oh, okay. I'll let you watch your dials all you want. You can watch your dials until the cows come home. Anyhow, gang, I'll tell you what. Check out Brad and Krista at the Big Family Homestead. Also, Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. Great people. Fantastic people. And the strawberries are coming in. You think I'm doing a farm show? Well, I kind of am in a way. Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. You have to check him out on YouTube. He talks about everything that's going on in the economy. And people send him a lot of information. He probably gets a couple hundred emails a day. And he tries to put it in a 20-minute segment for YouTube. I've talked to Dave. He's a fantastic person. He's a great guy. I mean, I wouldn't recommend anybody unless I've personally talked to them or I've seen them. And I always tell Danny and Wanda, hey, I'd love you guys to be my neighbor because you guys are so great. And they are. They're down-home people. And so is Dave Kobler. He's fantastic. Ed Carswell is digging a hole in West Virginia, and he's Prepper Nurse One on YouTube. I get a kick out of him because he wants to build a root cellar, but it looks like to me it's a survival place, you know? And the ground there is so rocky and full of clay, it's going to take him forever. I would just get a backhoe, dig a hole, and put some type of concrete culvert thing in there that's been covered with that black tar and let it go at that. I'll tell you, he's going to be digging from now until, maybe next September. He's a good guy, though. He is really good. I corresponded with Ed. Fantastic guy. We both have a sense of humor. Actually, everybody that I talk to has a sense of humor. Well, anyhow, I didn't have a sense of humor earlier in the week. I went to a meeting and somebody just told me, well, I got a job for you. Okay, what's the job? Since I'm retired, you know. Well, we're going to have the Grand Lodge coming to dedicate the building. Okay, fine, that's cool. And when are they going to do this? And he said, 6 weeks from now. And I said, 6 weeks? How can you plan something for this regal body to come in and dedicate this building? Well, I don't know, but you have 6 weeks to do it in. Okay. Well, my mind has been going a mile a minute, and trying to sleep is something else, you know. So now I got to pull a rabbit out of a hat. I was going to say a rabbit out of an elephant's keister, but I can't really do that. Oh, but that's what was happening at the beginning of the week. And then other things going on during the week. And then we had the show today. And I'm trying to put all my thoughts together with this big shindig coming up. Because I'm going to have probably have over 200 people. And we may be feeding them. And it ain't going to be hot dogs. And we have to really put on a really good dog and pony show, if you know what I mean. And for those of you at Miami University that are listening, you're going to have to learn what networking is and what a dog and pony show is. Maybe I'll get into that sometime, but not tonight. Wow. You know, we had a high school reunion. You know, when you go to college, you've graduated from high school and you go to college and you're concentrating on all of that, or you're working in the work world, or you're in the military, and 5 years goes by and you have your first high school reunion. A lot of people don't make it, except the locals. Down in Kentucky, they call them townies. Well, anyhow, over the years, you know, you say, well, maybe it's the first 15 years I don't need to go, because they're every 5 years. But then you get older and you figured, hey, I want to see how these guys look. You know, I'm getting to be an old geezer and I want to see how they are and so forth and what they're doing. Well, our school had a very close class. I was in the class of 1966. And we graduated on 6-6-66. Now that is kind of an unlucky number. Well, it was, because we had the Vietnam War going on and a few other crazy things. But as the years go on, we want to get back together. And so our class does a luncheon 3 to 4 times a year. And we pick out a restaurant, and we had a good one. We were at Referees in a little town called Piqua, Ohio, and we were there having a great time. And there were only like 10 of us that showed up because the weather was so bad. It was so cold outside. I was thinking they were going to call it off, but they didn't. And I got there, and everybody, you know, we know each other, and we're saying hi and howdy, and gee, who isn't here? Oh, well, they went to Florida. Oh, how long did they go to Florida? 3 months. Must be nice. And then somebody says, well, me and Midge, we take the camper and we go down to Florida for about a month or two. We go down right at I-75 and then we park out on the Gulf side and we get bored with that. Then we go over to the Atlantic side. Okay, fine. Then other people say, oh, we're just going to go down for 1 month. And I said, well, why 1 month? And he says, well, we were down there for 3 months and we got to the point we couldn't stand each other. So we're going to make it 1 month. I don't go down for any more than 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks at the most. Number one, it's expensive. Number two, you're going to the same places all the time. And over 20 years, who wants to go to Wikiwachi Springs or to Homosassa or to Tampa and watch them make cigars? Well, if you're from Kentucky, it's cigars. And, you know, I want to go back down. I haven't been down there for about 4 years, and I want to be able to go back down on the Gulf side without having hurricanes and so forth. I like the Gulf side. It's quite nice, and it's fairly calm considering you only have, I don't know, 3 million people in Tampa. $1.5 million in Clearwater. It's, you know, it's kind of nice. But we talk about stuff like that, you know, and where we're going, where we've been, what we're doing, you know, and it gets like that. So, you know, once you guys get out of Miami University or OU or Ohio State, you know, and you come back to your reunions, it's going to be, what's going on? What have you been doing? What's happening, man? Anyhow, that's what we discuss a lot. And then we started talking about somebody was remodeling a house. And she said, oh, I'm doing this house. Nice area of Oakwood. It's got 6 bathrooms. What are they, porta potties outside or what? 6 bathrooms. My God. Can you imagine having a house with 6 bathrooms? There would be no lines for waiting. But I'll tell you what, 6 bathrooms? Oh, yeah, we got one for Monday. We got one for Tuesday. We got one for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. What do you do for Sunday? Oh, we use the outhouse out back. Well, anyhow. Oh, that was the discussion, a house with 6 bathrooms. And then one of the gals that was there said, well, I'm making curtains for the house. How many windows? They got 6 bathrooms. Well, they have 24 windows. And we joke around. We have a good time. You know, we talk about some of the funny stuff that happened in high school and what happened in college and stuff. And it's good to go to your reunions as much as you can, because then you remember, you know, some of the stuff that's going on and you find out other things that weren't going on. And what I like to have happen is when Terry Hemmert comes down, she was a drive time DJ, one of the big ones. I mean, one of the big ones at WXRT in Chicago. And she went to school there at, I believe it was Elmhurst College. And she's on the board, I believe, at Elmhurst. And she's also teaching at, I believe it's Columbia School of Broadcasting and so forth. Anyhow, she has so many good stories, and she's been putting them on Facebook and talking about all the musical people that she has met in her tenure as being a DJ at WXRT. She has a lot of stories. I think she's writing a book, and if she isn't writing a book and she's listening to the show, Terry, get your buns in gear and start writing a book, because some of that stuff is really interesting about even the Beatles. I mean, she met all the Beatles, and people now go, who's the Beatles? I don't know. Are they related to the cockroaches? Well, anyhow, Terry's good. Terry's good people. And hopefully she makes it this summer to our next situation here. And we'll have a good restaurant. I think we're going to be going to the Crooked Handle Brewery. It just opened up, and they make all kinds of craft beers and have good food. And I think that's where we're going to go. Or we might be back at Referees, because they have very good food too. You never know. We always go for good food. Well, anyhow, loony bin drivers. I've seen people that must have been wearing 3 masks over their face during COVID, breathing in the same junk that they've been exhaling. And it's getting to the point where they're getting to be the worst drivers in the world. And sometimes I think the city traffic engineer had a quadruple mask on because he put up these delineators, yellow sticks, as I call them, and he puts on these big flower pots that people like to hit with their cars. You know, and the cops find out, and they're giving the guy a ticket. Well, what happened? Well, I don't know. The flower pot just jumped out and hit me. Yeah, right. What have you been partaking of? And a friend of mine that runs a sign shop has 2 cameras on this intersection. And it's on 24/7. It's like crash time. And somebody comes out of a bar in their truck, makes a legal left-hand turn, but he turned it too sharply. And, well, he started knocking over a whole bunch of them yeller sticks, those delineators. And then they're showing another time where they replace them, and then they get hit by some more cars. And it's like, okay, what's going on here? If the traffic engineer caused the problem, then maybe we need a new traffic engineer. Or we need police enforcement. Some of it gets hilarious. I'll have to give you guys the link, because I comment on it maybe every other day. It's stupid stuff. People can't drive their cars. And then there's another camera in town that shows them on a snowy night. Here they are taking a four-wheeler, and they're out there in the center going around in circles. It's a four-way stop. Then they have it during prime time. In our town, they don't have a rush hour. There's really no rush in this town because it's not Dayton or Cincinnati. But they run the stop signs. They don't stop. Some people call it a California roll. Well, anyhow, if I was a cop and I knew right where to sit close to that intersection, I swear I could have a week's worth of vacation sitting in the courthouse, because I would have issued so many citations that I'd have time off for good behavior and ticketing in the courthouse. And believe me, I have known some police in Cincinnati. They used to write a ton of tickets. And I said, why are you writing a bunch of tickets? Why not some warnings? And he said, well, because, you know, I could get 10 tickets written and they'd all be called in at the same time. And I'd have a whole day off and I'd be sitting in court. And I said, are you doing that purposely, Tom? And Tom would go, well, no. But we're judged on RSA, recommended statistical amounts. And I said, oh, quotas. He said, no, we don't say that word. It's recommended statistical amounts. I used to ride with them enough. And I knew a lot of the people, and I knew a field training officer, which was really neat. And he was always serious to the trainee that I was actually riding with, but it was a hot day and that he didn't have his hat on. And I figured, oh, okay, no problem. And so Tom gets out of his cruiser and comes over and talks to the trainee and that cruiser. And we're sitting there and he just reaches over and puts his hat on. I told him, I said, it's awful hot. And this cruiser does not, it was a suburban van, did not have any air conditioning at all. And it was only 90 degrees out. And Cincinnati at 90 degrees and no wind is not a fun place to be. Well, anyhow, he let the trainee go on to do his work. And the train looked at me and he says, do you know him? I said, yeah, I've known him for years. Well, that FTO, the field training officer, ended up being the chief of police. I got to know a lot of people when I was down in Cincinnati. But, oh, some of the stuff that would go on, you think it was bad where I live now. Cincinnati, it's a lot worse, a lot worse. And I feel for the cops. There are a lot of good ones out there. And, you know, they don't like dirty cops. They do not like dirty cops at all. That's just some of the stuff that's going on in my world, besides insanity. I mean, you know, Cheech and Chong and a, you know, white long sleeve tuxedos, I used to call them. I was never in one. I never want to be in one. But it drives you kind of crazy, doesn't it? You have good days, you have bad days. And that's life. well, hey, what's going on in our world? You know, lately I've been listening to some people on the internet that are very credible, and they're saying that we could have a currency reset. And I'm saying, okay, what's the reset mean? Well, first of all, there was a bank in California, ended in America, and they started having a bail-in. I said, what's a bail-in? They said, well, that's where the bank makes some bad bets and they lose money, so they take some of their depositors' money. I'm like, you kidding me? No, that's a bail-in. A bailout was when we had back in 2008, the federal government came in and bailed out the big banks. And obviously, a lot of the big banks haven't learned their lessons, and those are the big, big, big banks. There's also been reports of possible precious metal fixing. The price is rigged. I don't know. You know, I'm trying to figure all this stuff out. Before everything goes to pot, I would like to find out about it at least 24 hours in advance. And people ask me, they said, well, what do you do? I said, well, look, right now, with everything that's going on in the world, you have to do something called prepping. Whether you're a college student or whether you're starting out with your own apartment or whatever, you need to prep. Pay down your debt. Pay in cash as much as possible, but pay down your debt. That means pay off the credit cards. You do that. Put some money aside. You know, save maybe $50 a week. And if you do that now, 20 years from now, you're going to have some money. Even $100 a week once you get in the swing of things. Buy some long-term food. Canned food is good. It's good for probably, I think, 5 years in the best of cases. In some cases, when the cans begin to bulge, get rid of them. But buy long-term food. Freeze-dried is good. Canned food is good. But just be able to do that. Be able to prep it on some other type of a stove, some other type of a burner. Be able to purify water and store it. Make sure you have your medications if you need medications. Make sure you take care of everything. And it builds up over time. And I'll tell you what, if you don't prep and you can't start to get stuff in the groceries, the banks aren't open, there's no cash floating around, you don't have cash around your house someplace or locked up someplace other than a bank, you're going to be in trouble. I think you can live 3 minutes on oxygen, 3 days on water, and I think it's 3 weeks on food. It's the rule of threes. So if I were you right now, I'd pay down my credit cards, pay down whatever debt you have that you can possibly pay down. Make sure you put some money in the bank. Make sure you get a good stock of food in the house. You can go to Dollar Tree and get a $1.25 can of whatever. And that food is just as good as what you could get at Kroger's or wherever. But you build up a supply. A lot of people use Aldi's. I like some of the stuff at Aldi's. It's pretty good. And I've also heard if you like wine, they've got very good wine. I don't drink, so you know I wouldn't know. But for those of you who do, you might want to check out their wines. But Aldi's is a good place, reasonable prices, and they have some pretty good stuff. Another place to check out, there are German Baptist stores. We call them Dunkard stores out here. And there happens to be one about 12 miles from me. And I go there about once a week. It helps support them. And they have meats and cheeses, a good deli. And they have a lot of packaged items too. The latest thing, I love ham salad. I haven't had any in a long time. I was there yesterday and they had this ham salad. I looked at it and I thought, it's a little expensive. I haven't had any in a long time. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get some. It was the best ham salad I have ever had. It was fantastic. They have candies and other stuff in there, but the ham salad was to die for. But what's your money? And you know, there's a bunch of lessons to teach. I have to look on my time here because I have to make sure I'm close. I don't want to get behind because I still have some jokes to do. But what you have to do, teach your kids. You know, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. By the way, Dave Crosby passed away, and just recently. And he had a good life. He was a good musician, and it was Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. And back when I was growing up, they were great, and they were kind of hippie-ish. Matter of fact, I met Dave. One time he was walking the streets of Cincinnati. They were there playing a concert and his frizzy hair and his handlebar or a kung fu mustache was on and he was kind of looking at the skyline. The skyline at that time really wasn't a skyline, but he's looking around. And he's walking around downtown a few hours before the concert. Nice guy, really was. But there are lessons you have to teach your kids. And Daisy Luther from the Organic Prepper said there are everyday skills every young person should have. And here are the lessons I think every parent needs to teach their kid, whether you're raising boys or girls or before they leave the nest or go to college or go to work or the military. Teach them how to cook inexpensive meals. Teach them how to use leftovers. Teach them how to mend and repair items instead of replacing them. You know, the kids get a broken item and then they go, mommy, daddy, fix this. Well, it's broken. We'll have to get you a new one. So you go out and get them a new one. You could have fixed what was broken, or at least teach them to take care of their stuff. Teach them how to budget limited money so that the most important things are paid first. Take a course in first aid, CPR, and anything else that can help them, you know, in an emergency. Have a good basic first aid kit and teach them how to use it. That's something when we were in the Scouts. I was never in the Brownies. I didn't. Couldn't do Brownies and Girl Scouts, but I did Boy Scouts. And I'll tell you what, they taught us first aid. And they taught us how to take care of ourselves. Have you ever driven with an automatic transmission? Oh, yeah, they're commonplace. What do you mean? Stick shift. Have you ever driven a stick shift? See if you can find a place to learn how to drive a stick shift. Do you know how to change a tire? Teach the kids how to change the tire. How to do minor maintenance on a car. Change the oil. Keep air in the tires. Change filters. That's a good one. Air filters especially. Use basic tools or other things for repairs. Cook a healthy meal from scratch. Cook a complete meal. Ooh. That means you're going to have some type of protein, which is meat, and you have to have one or two vegetables, and you need some type of a fruit or something for dessert. Grocery shop within a budget. A lot of people don't do that. The first thing they get, they grab. Okay? And they just pile it in. And then they go and get the bill. What do you mean it's $200? I got to put all this back. I only had $60. You got to teach them how to budget their money. Teach them how to clean, how to do laundry, how to budget for vacations. Oh, that's tough to do. You know, I'm figuring probably about $300 a day max. And that's going to some good restaurants. I always eat in at the apartment for morning and lunch. And then I go out at night and have a really good dinner, really good seafood dinner on the beach. Or if I go out for lunch, then it's staying at the apartment that night, walking the beach. Tell them how to pay off debt. Don't get into debt. Debt kills you. We talk about that on Money and Change all the time. How about how to start a fire to cook on or to keep warm, but not to burn a house down, okay? How to deal with the most likely disasters in their area. What do you do when a hurricane hits and you're in Florida? What do you do if there's a tornado when you're in Florida or any place else that has tornadoes? What do you do in floods? Do you have a to-go bag? That's necessary. How do you purify water? Well, I just go to 7-Eleven. I get myself a jug of purified water and just keep it on hand. Get a life straw. Learn how to use that, or a Sawyer water system, or a Berkey filtration system. I have that in the house. I take city water, put it in the Berkey container. It filters it out, and then I drink the water. Local water smells like chlorine. I don't like drinking chlorine. And the filter system that I have with the Berkey takes it out, plus a bunch of other harmful stuff. So there are lessons you need to teach your kids before they go to school. Hey, what about the weatherman? This weekend was something else. Last week was something else. You're going to get this big storm. It's coming in. It's going to get you. Never hit. It stayed south. Oh, we made a mistake. Yeah, you made a mistake. Well, the computer said it was going to do this. Sorry, it didn't, did it? Or they say, oh, there's nothing. And next thing you know, you got 12 inches of snow outside. And they didn't know how to predict it, the weathermen or something else. The Indians on the remote reservation in Oklahoma asked their new chief if the coming winter was going to be mild or cold. And he was a chief, and it was a modern society. And he said, well, he said, look to the sky and tell if winter was coming. And they did. And nevertheless, to be on the safe side, the chief told them that the winter was indeed going to be cold and that the members of the village should collect wood and be prepared. But being the practical leader of the tribe, he called the National Weather Service. And he said, is it going to be cold or warm for the winter? And the weatherman says, well, it's going to be quite cold. So the chief went back and he told his tribe, collect more wood. And they did. And they said, well, are you sure it's going to be cold weather? Me find out. He calls the National Weather Service again and he says, how about the weather? Is it still going to be bad? They said, yeah, it's going to be a very cold winter. So the chief went back and he told his people, gather more wood. He calls the National Weather Service again. He says, is it going to be cold? And the guy at the Weather Service says, absolutely, the man replied. It's looking more and more like it's going to be one of the coldest and most brutal winters we've ever seen. And the chief goes, how can you be so sure? And the weatherman says, well, the Indians are piling up a whole crap load of wood. Well, you know, it's February. Believe it or not, what is it, February the 2nd? I do believe. Or is it February 1st? I got to check this. Yeah, it's the 1st. I'm already ahead a couple days. Oh, man, I'll tell you what. February has been something else, and it just started. A couple jokes for February here. Not to brag, but I already have a date for Valentine's Day. And they said, well, when is it? They said the 14th. Why did the man get fired from the calendar factory? You know how he got fired? He took a few days off in February thinking nobody would notice. I know, but I'm bummed. What's the difference between $20 steaks and a $55 steak? It's called Valentine's Day. And if you want to stay economical, just cook in, don't go out. Because they take that $20 steak, it's the same steak, but they bump the prices. And if you go to Florida, my God, Valentine's Day in Florida, the prices change. The prices go up depending on the season. If it's Christmas, prices are up. If it's Valentine's Day, the prices are up. It's crazy. They take advantage of you. How many seconds are there in a year? Can you figure that one out? How many seconds are in a year? There are 12. How can that be? Well, there's January 2nd, February 2nd, March 2nd, April 2nd, and so forth. There's one I saw, February should be the National Fart Day. I don't know if we can say fart on the air. Maybe if it's spelled P-H-A-R-T or P-F-A-R-T or just F-A-R-T. How many different ways can you spell fart? Well, the 10th should be the National Fart Day. In February 1989, dogs were banned from the White House until January 1993. They kept urinating on the bushes and chasing the quails. And that's a history lesson. And what do you call a frog that's born on February 29th?
Leapfrog.
Oh, it's an easy one. Even guys from Miami University should get this one. It's leapfrog. He was a leapfrog. Hey, there's so much going on out there, and we're going to get close to our time here. We've only got a few minutes left. With everything that's going on in the world, and there's a ton of it, please keep your eyes and ears open. And it's scary. It really is. You run into so many things. There was a thing that popped up on Zero Hedge that said missing radioactive capsules in Western Australia found. Well, why did they lose them in the first place? Massive peer-reviewed mask study shows little or no difference in preventing COVID flu infection. And maybe those crazy drivers were wearing 3 or 4 masks and breathing in everything that they were exhaling, and the germ buildup and the masks came back and bit them. It's amazing. You know, I go to the doctor, and guess what? I don't have to wear a mask, but the doctor does. I wonder why. Bill Gates got off of a plane. I think it was in Davos, Switzerland. And his staff all had masks on. And rumors are the people that went to Davos, Switzerland, the big, high, and wealthy muckety-mucks, made a rule that all the pilots had to have, could not have their COVID shots. They didn't want the pilots passing out for some reason. So much stuff is going on, guys. And make sure that you're able to store some money aside and make sure that you've got some food and some water, because something could go crazy. It could happen overnight. And if you're not prepared, you're going to be in deep trouble.
Yeah, we call it deception.
Deception?
Yes. First,
why do we call it?
There's a reception to deception, and that's what it's called.
Oh, you mean I have to talk about that Sunday?
The reception to deception, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, I just might. You never know. Well, hey, guys, that's all I've got this week for My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. And hopefully we've caused a few smiles on some people's faces and kind of let you know what's going on in my world. And we'll see you on Sunday at 7 p.m. And hopefully we don't have any hiccups with the computers. And
Computer.
Not mine.
No.
Mine was working great.
I was still on air. I was talking for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That was last week.
That was this week, too.
What do you mean? Sunday?
Yeah, you went dead for about 10 minutes or 5 minutes, and I was like, what happened to Stu?
That's right. I did go because I had an upgrade from Microsoft, and that just, that's one of my pet peeves and gripes, Microsoft and their updates. Why can't they do something right and not have to update? Anyhow, guys, we will talk to you on Sunday at 7 p.m. on Money and Change, and we'll be live. But we'll see you then.
That's what they say about Microsoft. Boy, what a pretty little wooden horse. Of course I'll sign for it.
Yeah, right.
All right, folks. Thanks for tuning in to Trim Radio Network and My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever with Stu. And we will catch you guys on Sunday. I hope you guys have a wonderful week. Be blessed. Be happy. Be joyful. And I'll tell you what, we'll get through it just fine. Till then, we'll see you guys later on. The book.